From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oklahoma's Attorney General filed criminal charges today against WorldCom and its former CEO, Bernard Ebbers, in connection with the company's $11 billion accounting scandal. It's the first time such charges have been filed against Ebbers. The move is being criticized by federal officials who suggest it could jeopardize their WorldCom investigation. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson charged Ebbers and five other former executives with violating state securities laws by presenting false financial documents to the Securities and Exchange Commission. He noted that Oklahoma's state pension funds lost $64 million because of the WorldCom fraud, and individual state residents probably lost more than that. Yet Edmondson said the company had not purged itself of wrongdoing.
Unlike Enron, which is now defunct, WorldCom is attempting to continue to do business as usual after having committed what the federal judge referred to as the largest corporate fraud, accounting fraud in history.
Although WorldCom, which is now known as MCI, has agreed to pay $750 million in cash and stock to defrauded investors, Edmondson said it's also received a hefty tax refund and lucrative government contracts that offset that. Of the six people named by Edmondson, four have already been charged with fraud by federal officials and have pleaded guilty, while a fifth, former Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan, is to stand trial on similar charges. But until now, Bernie Ebbers, like former Enron officials Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, has escaped prosecution. Critics like Mitch Marcus, a former employee who's organized a boycott of the former WorldCom, said the decision to go after Ebbers was overdue. He said the Oklahoma charges set another precedent as well.
What this does that none of the other investigations has done is it is the first time that the company itself is being held to account for its actions.
Marcus noted that the WorldCom case was playing out much like the analyst conflict of interest investigation spearheaded by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. In both cases, he said, state officials were forced to take action because federal officials had been slow to do so. In fact, the Oklahoma action seemed to anger U.S. officials. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New York issued a statement complaining that it had not been told ahead of time about Oklahoma's action, and it said it hoped the state's decision would not interfere with its own investigation. As for MCI, it promised to cooperate with Oklahoma regulators, but also warned that the state's decision to pursue the company would only punish the company's 20 million customers and 55,000 employees. Board member Dennis Beresford said MCI had made every effort to strengthen its corporate governance procedures and cooperate with federal prosecutors.
I'm a person that joined the board of directors after all the problems, but we clearly want to clean things up. We have made tremendous progress in doing that. And upon emergence from bankruptcy, it will be a brand new company.
And MCI officials are hoping that will happen as soon as September 8th, when a hearing is scheduled in bankruptcy court. In the meantime, Oklahoma officials will attempt to get the six people named today to come to the state and face charges voluntarily. If they don't, state officials say, they'll be extradited. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.